Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Monday call. As you know, this is being taped. It's not live because I have some support to do for people in my downline. One of my downline's brother-in-law passed away today, so I'm going to a funeral. So to accomplish both things, I put together the outline last night, and I'm taping it for you all. So I pray you're on the call today to enjoy the information I have to share. And let me give you a little background. I won't go over the announcements because those are on the outline that you received or that you got off of the Manatrain website. But what I want to talk to you about is a little bit about the weekend I've had. I'm actually going back for my fourth day. I've been participating in a Power Team International program, which is all about entrepreneurship. And it was so exciting to me because there are so many principles that truly apply to us. There were a number of network marketers involved in the conference, but the majority of people either had a new gadget or an idea or they've been struggling in an entrepreneurial business. So it was a blast to hear all the information and get a lot more. So I can't wait to share a lot of it with you, but I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of the weekend as it applies to network marketing, because these are principles that apply to all entrepreneurs. We are a little bit different breed for, a couple of reasons, but I don't think we should ever treat our business different than being an entrepreneurial business. So let's take a peek at what some of the principles are that came out of our conference. So first, how are you running your network marketing business? It's basically a principle of we can go fast by ourselves because we're not tying anyone down. We're not putting ourselves in a position that anyone's holding us back. But the problem is that if we don't build a team, it is going to be all about you. So the idea of getting to your goals, if you're shooting for presidential or beyond, which is really where you need to shoot for in this business if you want to have income that will lead you in a way that will really, allow you to have the kind of income level that you want to live off of, you need to get to at least bronze, if not silver presidential. So those should be your target markets if that's what you're looking at replacing. But in order to do that, you can never do that by yourself. Or if you do, let me just give you my experience in Manatech. Over the years where I've seen some of these fast starters get out of the box and they're just signing up people left and right, but they're not supporting or managing a team, what happens to them, they may hit their mark, and they may even hit it in a short period of time, let's say 12 months, 2 years. But the problem with it is that they disappear. Because if you don't have the strength of a team, each tier needs to be supported by another leader who needs to be supported by another leader. And if you're not growing leaders, your team will dissipate. Because now who's responsible for all those hundreds of consumers? You are. And it's impossible for you to manage all those people. So the idea is if you want to go fast, you can do it by yourself. But if you want to go far, which is where all of us like to go, you need to build that team. And you have to be consistently persistent. Sometimes we have doubt that sets in. It happens to all of us. We go into that position where I can't do this. Oh, my gosh, that was going to be my best leader ever. And they said no, and blah, blah, blah. Wah, 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 I call it the whininess, and trust me, I'm not picking on you. I'm laughing at myself when I say these things because I went through the same thing. And I had the bigger, problem in my life was because I walked away from six figures to do this business. So starting off at making it, I remember like my first check was $200 or something, and my husband looked at me like, this is coming in every 4 weeks. $50 a week. it was kind of like it doesn't even pay half of our grocery bill. So the problem is that, I had a lot of perhaps problems with what was going around me and get a little whiny here and there because of the lack of the progress. But I also had a huge why, right? And sometimes that why, if the why is not big enough, you don't have a chance of getting there. So make sure you have your why clear as well. And it's because doubts are going to set in, and they set in even, they continue to set in. Things that happened, a week ago might cast some doubts on you, but once you get to a point where you know that you're in control of your destiny, no one else. You can't blame it on anyone else. You can try, but it's not true. If you look at yourself and where you are in your magic business, it's all about you. So let's step up and say, what am I going to be doing differently? How am I going to be approaching this to make this really work effectively for me? And that's the new approach you take. And you're always going to be guaranteed good and bad times, no matter what you do. You want to get ahead of the curve. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, don't fall back in the pack. You want to be ahead of the curve. So that's why readers are leaders. That's why Mary Jo spent 4 days at the Power Team convention this weekend. I want to know all the hottest things going out there, and I'm sharing a bunch of those with you, and I have more to share because it was phenomenal, you know, being trained by millennials who are doing, you know, internet and web-based networking like crazy. These guys have it ginning, and we're like in the Stone Ages. So it's fun to get trainings like that. Building funnels, things that really work, how do I get more people on their phone? So staying ahead of the curve just means you never stop educating yourself. And the last point in that introductory time was, if you're living in Busyville, you will fail. In other words, are you just staying busy? Look at your life. And some of you aren't even staying busy. Some of us have just kind of decided to do it part-time, like an hour a week. Maybe I'm on Mary Jo's phone call on Monday mornings, and that makes me feel like I'm doing the Manatech business. Stop it. I'm not telling you to stop being on my call because I think there's a lot of value in each of my calls or I wouldn't be doing them. I'm just saying that that's just laying the foundation for your week, right? You know? So get out of Busyville with all the things that you might be doing busy. Look at what is producing results for you. And we know in this business what produces results. And it's the four core activities: going out there and connecting with people, doing presentations, following up and closing them. This is what is making our business grow. So those four core activities, finding people, connecting with them, and inviting them to either sit down or receive some materials. Most of the time today, it's either, you know, Zooms or it's, you know, showing them videos. Let the materials do the talking, but you've got to get yourself in front of people. That's your most number one core principle. If you're not getting in front of people, your business will not grow. And so what are we staying busy with? Crazy stuff. We love to read things. We love to hang out. We love to just, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everybody has blah, blah, blah. Stop being busy and start being productive. And you know what that productivity is all about. Number two, everything is going mobile. Very critical for us to recognize that. In fact, the statistic came out this weekend, 70% of those who search for something on a mobile phone will buy it. 70%. So what does that scream at me when I listen to this in this incredible seminar? It said to me, I have to do a lot more phone-based, you know, materials, phone-based sharing, phone-based, and phone-based advertising. I have to do a lot more of that. So I'm going to become much more sophisticated with my mobile device in my business. And then analyzing who is your perfect customer. Determine the parameters and increase your sign-up rates. And, you know, those parameters are all across the base. Who do they buy from? What do they do? What are they, you know, what activities are they involved in? There's just a tremendous amount of parameters that you want to look at for your customers, and we're going to talk about that more in a second. So we'll do a whole project just on who are those, you know, perfect customers for us. Number three, how to get to success? Well, first of all, you have to define success for yourself. Define it so where your mind is in alignment with it. You want to be in alignment with what success is. So if you're talking about success being platinum presidential by the end of 2018, I would suspect probably the majority of people on this call aren't even sniffing at that yet. So let's be realistic about what you can accomplish and define that as success. If you're not at presidential yet, that should be your, you know, where you're headed. If you're not even at AQ team yet, you may have just signed up, then AQ team, that's your first goal. I tell everybody, if you're doing it part-time, limited time, then your AQ team should be in place in less than 90 days, right? If you're giving it full-time, 30 days, AQ team in 30 days. So define what your guide is, what your goals are, and you have bite-sized goals throughout the year, so you're not just looking, I want to be platinum presidential, and I just signed up. Well, in order to get to platinum, you got to build that AQ team first, right? What has to happen first before you get to platinum? And deal with that and a progression of that. But have an alignment, be in alignment with what that looks like and what that feels like. And we're going to do a lot more of those dynamics on the call because I want people to build that, you know, build that vision of what it's going to look like, what it's going to take, and how do I fill in those blanks to get there. So define it, so you're in alignment. Then you can be in alignment with where you're going. A lot of you are just drifting because you don't have a goal. You don't have a direction. And maybe it's because they didn't work for you in the past, but today's the new day, and you start with your, you know, being in alignment with whatever that goal is you set. And we can have a goal for manifest, because manifest is 3 weeks away. What are you going to create by the end of this month? And now that we're working on a monthly basis, it's even easier for us because we don't have to deal with those crazy month, you know, or business period ends that might have fallen on 3 weeks or 2 weeks into a month. Now everything ends on month end. So it's easier for us to conceptualize it and make it happen. So define it so your mind is in alignment with where you're going. Vision. Everybody needs a vision, you know. The comment this teacher made, and these guys are all multimillionaires that are teaching this class. One of them was Austin. How old is he, Lydia? 26, 25? 26 years old, multimillionaire. He went to college and he got so bloody bored sitting in classes he left. It was so ridiculous. I mean, and he goes out there. He works 3 days a month. A multimillionaire working 3 days a month. And he has clients that you wouldn't believe the names of the clients. So because he's just brilliant, he gets it. He has a vision. He knows that what he can do. He knows his capacity. He stays on top of everything new that's happening on internet marketing and, you know, exactly how to do it. And, you know, whether it's all the social media sites, exactly, building funnels. He does all of that. He's just unbelievably creative and very bright and a tad bit arrogant, but he was phenomenal just listening to him. But, you know, he has a vision. He gets it. He knows exactly where he's going. He knows exactly who he is, and he does it. And that's where sometimes we're left behind. What's our vision? And he says, have the vision or have the door. Because you're an exit strategy if you don't have a vision. And how many of us are just playing at Manatech today? And we use that as a justification for not being successful. Well, Mary Jo, I'm not really serious at it. I just love Manatech and I love the people in it and I love to participate. That's great. Then your vision is that Manatech for you is like a social gathering. It's a community of people, like-minded people. Is that a bad vision for you? No. But then be realistic about it and say, you know what? I'm in Manatech for one reason. I love the community of people and I love being part of M5M. But I really am not committed to making a huge difference. Be clear. Because sometimes that last comment I just made, but I'm not committed to making a big difference, maybe that's what sets you on fire. And you decide, yes, I am. And you want to get feisty with me when I say that. Well, if you are getting feisty with it, then your vision is wrong. You're not just about being a member of a community of like-minded people. Being in a community of like-minded people is absolutely crucial for you to, you know, move yourself forward. But it can also make you stuck. So what is it doing for you? So write your vision down. If you don't do anything else today, spend the rest of the day establishing your vision. It's critical. It's the foundation, right? The greatest money tree of all time is found between your ears. So think about that and chew on that. You have unlimited brain capacity. So what do we do with it? What are we doing with it? What are we making happen with it? How creative are we? How are we growing and learning and continuing to add to it? You know, I sat in that training this weekend. I said to Lydia, I said, I think I was the oldest person in the room. And she reminded me that somebody else just had a birthday and they're now my age. And I said, well, that just goes to prove I'm still the oldest because I turned that age last October. No. But it was amazing because I probably was one of the most interactive people in the room, right? So, but it's great because I have a vision for my life and I look at it like I have 60 more years to go. So I don't know if you can all take your position and say, well, I'm past this or I'm too old or I'm too, anytime you find your brain going there, stop it. Just stop it. Go and listen to that Bob Newhart piece on YouTube about stop it. It belongs to you. You own it. So stop it, right? So your greatest money tree, tap into it. It works perfect. Just tap into it and utilize it. If your vision is so big, then it will pull you. It will pull you. You don't want to push anywhere. You want to be pulled by something. Because when you're pulled by something, then what happens is you really build momentum around it. If something is pushing you, you tend to push back. Notice. So you want to have that vision. And so if you don't have that vision, nothing's pulling you. So that's your first question of the day. What is pulling me to move me forward today? Answer that. You'll become an intuitive performer. When your vision's so big, that's when you become an intuitive performer. You intuit things. Things just come to you naturally. You become unconsciously competent, and that leads to quantum productivity. And then you go into what this speaker talked about as being the flow. You're in the flow, and you know when you're in the flow. I know in my Manatech business there is a period of time where I was definitely in the flow. I mean, when I looked at the end of the month and 400 new associates signed up in my downline, do you think I was in the flow? Do you think I put in 400? No. How many did I put in? Maybe 5, 7, but 400 were coming in on a monthly basis. That's called in the flow. How do you get there? Your vision's so big that it starts pulling you, and you surround yourself with other leaders that have the same kind of vision, and you teach them and train them to do that. If your friends think you're crazy, then you're that much closer to success. I love that. And then he gave us a quote from Will Smith. If you are not there for the hard work, then don't show up for the party. You get that? Exactly. Because there is hard work. You get to celebrate when you do the hard work. And put that words, I am unstoppable. If you don't have that blasted on a whiteboard in your office or on a piece of paper on the front page of your computer, the wallpaper on your computer, then get it done today, right? You're unstoppable. Become number one in your space. In other words, what's your space? It could be your locale, where you are, your location. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I want to become number one in Dallas, Texas in Manatech business. That's my goal. Why can't I be that? No reason why not. Just me that's holding me back. So become number one in my space. You know, it's just find your space. Become number one in it. That doesn't just mean location, though. It could be in Manatech business, in your Manatech in your state, in your Manatech in the U.S. You want to become number one. We are desperately looking to build the business here in the United States. We need you to help. So let's set the goal, become number one in your space. If your team doesn't know your vision, then you need to get out of your business. If your team doesn't know your vision, you need to get out of your business. Because in order for them to set a vision for themselves, who are they going to follow? Their leader. That doesn't mean they take on your vision. That just means they, too, build a vision for themselves. And you are the leader. Number four, quality of your language will change the quality of your life. So examine the words you're using. Words carry immense power. All the money in the world that is in your life, it's all outside of your comfort zone. So if you're stuck in that comfort zone and you're whining and this is Easyville or this, most people's comfort zones, and that's why I renamed the word comfort zone, I call it known zone. Because for most people, when I deal with them and I see where they're living and they're not motivated to move on, or they don't put a stake in the ground and say in 12 months I'm going to be here, in 24 months I'm going to be here, in 36 months I'm going to be here, if they can't give me those answers, they're not in a comfort zone. They're in a known zone. Because for most people, you know, I deal with people that are basically, you know, living, you know, dime to dime on a weekly basis. Their money runs out before the end of the month. What can possibly be comfortable about that lifestyle? Nothing. Nothing. It's fear and despair every day of their life. Yet, somebody wants to call it a comfort zone. I call it the known zone. But whatever it is for you, get out of it, right? All the money in the world's outside of that known zone that you're in. It's unlimited. Money does grow on trees, right? And what did I just say earlier? The greatest money tree of all time is between your ears. So let's make that happen. You got to silence those people, your family naysayers. Just, you know, be a silencer of that. Don't allow them to sway you or persuade you or whatever. And look at, again, your language. Your language will impact your goals. So when you're setting your goals, look at what your language is. Some people say, I might make this. No, you're going to, I am. You make it as a statement that it's in existence already. I am presidential director on or before, da, 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 da. Present tense. Buy into it. Get your mental state wrapped around it. You need to learn how to speak into somebody's listening too. Well, this is a crucial point. You know, we need to listen to people, and that's one of the great things about understanding personality quadrants and listening to how they communicate, what language are they doing, and mirror a little of that. But in each and every event, we always want to come from authentic language. So that's what you want to use, authentic language, always. So in talking to people, too, he gave us some great ideas, and I've given you some of these in the next section 5, which you'll love. But he said, you know, you don't say, I'm here to help people become healthy. Well, you're assuming, right? What are you assuming in that statement? You're assuming they're unhealthy today. So honor the person you're talking to by saying even healthier, right? Listen to the language. Languaging can make all the difference in the world. So you don't insult people, or you don't push them back. So when you look at somebody, sometimes when you talk to people and they go, well, I'm healthy, when you put somebody on the defensive right out of the box, what are you doing? You're probably losing them because then they feel like they have to justify themselves. And you don't want to have people justifying themselves when you're talking to them about ManaTech, right? You want them to be focusing on moving their life to be even better. So using language like that is very, very powerful. And it's just a little shift in languaging that you can use when you're approaching people. I can help you become even more financially successful or even more financially sound. Right? Those are the kind of language. Even more, because right away that honors them wherever they are. And where they are might not be the most honorable, but you know what? It is where they are. And they took 20 years or 40 years to get there or 60 years to get there. So honor that and then suggest you're just moving them forward. Okay, 5, focus on serving more customers. And, of course, a lot of the language you're going to see in my outline is based on customers because they're talking to entrepreneurs, and most people aren't looking for associates when they're entrepreneurial. They're looking for customers for buying the products they have to sell. So know that we're also talking about serving more associates as well in our talk today for you. Break it down in what creates the money. Chase the money you create in the marketplace. What creates money for you? Well, we know what structure creates money. We've studied the comp plan inside and out, and we'll do some more of that strategic planning in the next few weeks as well. But the idea is let's structure it right and chase, go after that. Where do I need to plug in people? Where do I need to have them? I need to have them in different places within my organization to maximize the results for me and for them. If you have a hard time focusing on you making money, that's a huge problem. I'm not telling you to take the focus off that. I'm telling you to learn how to do that. And you learn how to do that by not looking at it as chasing dollars, but looking at it as what am I going to do with the dollars I get? How can you go on mission? How can I go to Brazil every year for 2 weeks and graffiti missions and be on the board of directors and contribute $1,000 a month to P70? How can I do all the things I do if I don't make money? I can't. People are always amazed when they learn about Mary Jo and they go, you're still living in the same house you had 20 years ago. I go, yeah, because cars and houses aren't important to me. They're just not. I just need a roof over my head. I'd rather build a legacy, have a foundation, put money into the mission field, help the, you know, where I'm directed. Each of you has that somewhere. And if you want a bigger house, A-okay. I'm not sitting here to tell you what your value system is, but you have something out there that's very meaningful for you, and that's what you need to focus on, and that's what you need to go after. So it's not about chasing dirty paper. It's about chasing what your life, dream life, looks like. That's what you chase. Don't give up on it. I haven't. So why are you? It's a good question to answer. So who is your perfect customer? Where do they live? Education? What do they buy? Et cetera. And you know, for us in ManaTech, sometimes we look at everybody as our perfect customer. But one of the criteria for our perfect customer is somebody has to be able to afford to buy our products. And our products are not going to the GNC and buying a $15 vitamin. Do you get it? That's all synthetically made. We can help trigger a shift in people's lives, but we need to know what their budget is. We need to understand that. And when we keep selling people or marketing to people that have no money, it's very hard to grow that. And sometimes today, more than ever, we can take somebody with little or no money because they don't have to pay on a monthly basis to buy the products. But it's really, really what I'm finding with our new comp plan over the first approximate year of it is the fact that if I get somebody involved at the $49.99 level and they don't buy any products, it's very hard for them to do the business because they have no skin in the game. They're not even taking the products themselves. So it's very hard to get them off the ground and running. So I highly suggest that no matter who you get involved in the business, even though they don't need to buy the products right away, get them on some products, whatever it might look like, some products, right? So your perfect customer, where do they live, education, what do they buy? Because this is, it's kind of model marketing only to best customers. You have like avatar marketing, avatar. What are their budgets, right? What is their demographic? Well, we know for a fact, age range, what would we talk about in age range when we talk about perfect customers? We would talk about things like, we know number one target is 40 plus. Why? Because those are people that are already seeing some shifts in their health in a pretty significant way. And so they're looking for something better. And when we get into those baby boomers, which are us, the ones, you know, 55 plus, I believe the ranges are somewhere close to that, it really is about, hey, I didn't work all these years of my life to retire. Of course, I didn't work to retire at all. Retire is not a word in my vocabulary, but most people are looking, especially if they have a J-O-B, they're looking to retire and go enjoy life, right? That's their directive now that they're in their late 50s and 60s, and they want to be healthy, because how do you enjoy retirement without health? You don't. So the idea is, you know, we have an age range of their target market for marketing our products, unquestionably, 40 plus is huge. But what about our target market for business builders, right? My whole target around that is millennials, and that's why I'm really focusing on social media and doing different things in that realm, because I know they're chasing money. Just like the fellow I met this weekend, Austin, multimillionaire, 26 years old, that's what people want to be. They want to have cash flow because they, you know, those 20-year-olds, they want freedom. They're so involved in 100 different things. They're, you know, I call it ADD to the max or whatever. I mean, their attention span, they can flow, their brain works in so many different dimensions at the same time. It's incredible to watch them operate. But the reality is they want freedom in their life. So how do we do that? How do we get that for them, right? That's what we can give them. We present them a huge opportunity from a business perspective. Gender, we know 70 to 80% of the people in network marketing are women. So if you had a chance to go to a women's conference or a men's conference, where would you go to find leads, right? Women. Who else does your customer buy from? You know, you can look at that. Who do our customers buy from? And this is where we get into a partnership, you know, and that's where we align ourselves with other integrative health professionals, because we know that's what they're attracted to, right? That's one category. Gyms, working out. They're people who are focused on greater health. So what are all those avenues of greater health, and how can I become a partner with them? How can I show up in their backyard? That's where you're going to attract a lot of people. What income level do they have? Again, knowing that our products are not like the GNC $15 a bottle, you're going to have to look at my better target market is going to be people that have gym memberships. They typically have a little bit more disposable cash. You're looking for people with more disposable cash. Education level, that's something that what's our average customer look like? We have customers all across the base on educational level, but most people have their high school education, you know, completed. Some have college, some don't, but there's perhaps a little higher educational level to understand the critical importance of health, because we still have a lot of our society today, you know, just go someday and sit in a McDonald's for 4 hours, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Those kind of people are not your target market, are they? Right? I mean, they're targeted because they're eating so lousy and you want to change their life. But if they have 10-year habits of eating McDonald's and they love the Golden Arches, are they going to stop? No, probably not. Man, I can tell you McDonald's isn't banking on it because they're tearing down all their stores right now and building massive new stores all across the United States, targeting different communities. But they're also looking at educational level because they know their customer is not a college grad. That's not the customer at McDonald's. Follow me? So target marketing. What's their budget? Where do you find them? Where else do they buy from? That's what you want to focus on and target that area. 70% of customers searching, we already talked about this, again, searching on their mobile phone will buy from you. So if you get them searching on your mobile phone, if you have them looking at their phone, searching on their mobile phone, not yours, and you have them looking at it based on your products, they will buy from you. So that stat alone told me how critically important my Manatech app was. Critical. I've got to get on top of that like no tomorrow. That is my focal point. How do they purchase internet direct mail face-to-face? For direct mail, we really don't do a lot of this, you know. It's but you only want to send to people who have already bought in your industry. So in other words, direct mail really is something that you don't want to put a lot of dollars in unless you know that they're already purchasing in the health industry. And there's statistics and ways to find out that information out there as well. People don't care what you do. This is huge. People don't care what you do. So don't go on. If people ask you what you do, don't go on and say what you do. What you want to do is you want to talk about results. You tell them the results you create in people's lives. Okay, so here's perfect language for you. We empower people to create even greater health and financial wellness. Great. So that will cause them to be inquisitive, because how many of them want greater health or greater financial wellness? What do you think? A lot? Yeah. So now you've intrigued them. If you go, I market nutritional products to people, you know, or I'm part of Manatech, have you ever heard of them? Or I'm part of this breakthrough in nutritional science called glycobiology, have you ever heard of it? They want to know what results you're going to create. So your answer to what you do should always be about results that you create, right? And if they ask you, well, how do you do that? You just say the word consistently. And he said, and then offer to send them something. That's all you need to respond. You're not going to get into what you do. Oh, this is what we do, blah, 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 blah. No. Consistently. And then offer to send in some things. But I would probably inquire, are you more interested in the health side of it or the financial side of it? Which one? And if you're interested in both, terrific. My preference is both. That's what you might say to them. And that's how you get people intrigued. That's what you're trying to do. Facebook and Google are number one ways to advertise today. If you're not using those, then you got to turn your corner and say, it's time for me to really go after the customer bases we want. All right. Number six, customer acquisition goals. In order to be effective in this business, you have to set goals, and we already know that. So we all have set our goals, hopefully, for 2018. And you might want to, after this call, you might want to go back and revamp those goals. So we don't want to, you know, just look at the numbers. We want to look at, we got to own the numbers. Own your numbers, you know. So some of you may have said, I want to find 4 new business builders. Well, that's good. Own that number. But you need to have a revenue goal. In other words, for us in network marketing, unlike a traditional business, our revenue flow is how much I work off of, how much GPV or DPV today, sorry, flip back to a year ago, how much DPV I have in my organization. That is a target number for me every single business period. It should be for you too, because it reflects as you grow from different leadership levels up that ladder. So, of course, it needs to be, you know, split out properly in your organization in order for you to effectively earn more money. But the idea is that should be a target for you every single month. You ought to be targeting, what's my DPV? What's my DPV? What am I shooting for each month? We need to look at revenue goals, DPV goals every single month. How do we get to the number? And that's where your goals are each month. And how do we get to the number? Well, if you look at where you are today, how many people are buying in your organization? You could take that number of people that are buying and divide it by the number of, okay, how many people are buying, and then look at your, divide the total DPV you have on a monthly basis. That will give you an average of income that you actually have, or how average of DPV you have from each customer, or each associate. So when you do that, you're going to come out with, what is that average? I just guessed. I was putting this down as I was sitting through the event the other day, yesterday when I picked up this data, and I put down, I think mine is around 150, and I'll go back and validate that as I look through my numbers. But each one of you needs to do that. So now you need to look at, how many customers do I need to serve in order to get to 200,000 a month, right? And I look at that. If I want to be generating 200,000 a DPV every single month, how many customers do I need to have? And you just divide it out, and you figure out how many you have to have, right? And that becomes your pursuit. So you just develop a game plan of, you know, what you're going to do year in and year out to get, put your goals down of how much volume you want. And I just put some numbers down there for you to see how this works in setting your goals for how much you want. Then you can break it down by quarter. So how much am I going to increase each quarter? So if at the end of the year I have to have an additional 100,000, I better start out with at least maybe 20 my first year, my first quarter. And you can build in there how many associates versus customers, right? So you know that you're not building this by yourself. That's why you don't have to take your total annual revenue and divide it by four, because you're not building this yourself. So it may be my first quarter I get 15,000, my second quarter I get 30, my third quarter I get 45. You follow how that works? And so you get pick up 100,000 because now you have other people that are growing their businesses as well. But you need to look at these numbers and break them down. There's not a business in the world that doesn't do this. Why are we so lazy in network marketing? Why is that? Because we just kind of go on sheer energy. And, you know, that's how I grew my business the first time around. But I'm running a business today, and I'm not doing it this time around. I'm looking at all my key performance indicators. So that is what's going to make me grow this business. I'm going to run this business as it is. I'm an entrepreneur running a business, and I need to start treating it like a business. Quit the nonsense about just go out there and do it, because you know what? It's not working. It's not working. There's no concept of mine. Mary Jo, how many people do you talk to today? How many people do you sign up? I'm not working off of key performance indicators. And I need to do that because you're running a business. So, I mean, this is fun stuff. I love running a business. So why did I stop running a business? Well, I got distracted with other things in my life, and I do 101 different things, and I go, wait a minute, what about your business? If you don't mind and tend to your business is not going to grow. I think this is epidemic in Manatech today. I think we left behind key mechanisms of building a business, and we got to get back to those core principles. And KPIs are critical. So you break it down by quarter, and then you break it down by month, and then you break it down by week. And now you have your numbers. So I suggest all of you do this, and don't, you know, finish out the day. Don't let the sun, you know, go down on you at the end of today without building your business plan. Because this is going to tell you what we need to do, and it'll tell you basically what you need to do each day. Right? How am I going to get, if I need to sign two new people up this week, what do I need to do today to have two new signups this week? What do I need to do today? I need to get up and I need to do, and we'll talk about those events. But the idea of having your KPI, key performance, you know, you want to have that in your business. Now, if you're just in this business, if you're just in Manatech as a consumer, that's a choice you can make. But if you really want to grow a business, and I'm not telling you you have to look at 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. Some of you are sitting on 1,000. So what you're going to be looking at is 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. You're going to be looking at how do I get to executive director by the end of the year. If I'm at 1,000 today, I want to be at least an executive by the end of the year. So how do I get there? Well, I have to look at my KPI. I need to look at my key performance indicators and look at exactly what I need to add to my business on a monthly basis. And you put those numbers in there, and eventually you're going to add some business builders that are going to help you with those numbers. So don't look at those as being exclusively you. But right now, if you're the only leader in your organization, guess what? It's up to you. If no one else is, you know, signing new people up, then guess what? It's up to you. But how do you find out who else is signing people up in my organization? You go into your success tracker and look at last month. Who registered new associates or new customers last month? Bingo, there's your other leaders. So work with them. Team up with them. Team up with those who are doing the business. Don't team up with the people that aren't doing the business. Some of you spend all the time in the world with consumers. They're your good friends. You go out to lunch with them. And that's not going to help grow your business. It can grow your business if you go, okay, I need 5 referrals from you. All right? So how do I tap into my consumers? There's mechanisms to do that as well, and we'll talk more about that. But the idea is build your, you know, your business plan. How am I going to do this? And build it like you are an entrepreneur. Don't build it like, oh, well, I'll see if I get 5 people by the end of the year. I mean, be serious about it. This is a business, people. This can produce massive volumes of income for you. It can build financial security for you and your family. If you treat it like a business, guess what? You'll create a business income. If you treat it like a you'll definitely be just a hobbyist and make hobby income. And then there's the PPC. He talks about it. And this kind of corresponds. This is his language. This is the training language. Peak, present, and close. That's like connect, presentation, follow-up, and close in our business, right? And that's what we want to do. So you must do this every day. Every day you must do what? You must connect with people, present, and close. You have goal and actual every single day. Excuses get you nowhere. So we have to track these three every single day. Every single day. You have to track these every day. What am I doing every day? And you as an entrepreneur have to be the ultimate gatekeeper to yourself. And, you know, it gets you a little crazy, but you just keep getting better at it every single day. It's a discipline. It's a discipline because it's your business. So the peak comes first, right? Obviously, you have to, yeah, for us, it's building our list, but we need to get out there and connect with people every single day. So you got to peak interest every day. So before 10 a.m., you want to lay that as your foundation. Peak your interest first thing in the morning. You don't do that when they're, you know, at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night. You want to peak interest first thing in the morning. So send messages, text messages out, whatever. Maybe 10 messages before 10 a.m. every single day. So you know well in advance what comes because you got that front end loaded every day. Peak interest every day. A day cannot go by without serving new customers or associates. And look at your life like that. Post that somewhere on a whiteboard or on the wall in your office. A day cannot go by without serving new customers and associates. So we as an entrepreneur need to get our information out every single day. Do you do that today? Probably not. Most of you probably aren't doing that every single day. Choose it every day. Every day. Get out there every day. And you can say, well, Mary Jo, I haven't done that kind of activity. I go, wow, how much activity does it take to connect with one person on a daily basis? It takes you 5 minutes, maybe. So how are we claiming we're doing the Manatech business when we're not even spending 5 minutes a day connecting with people? See, if we really start a self-evaluation on what we're doing, it's going to be pretty black and white what we're not doing. And in order to build a business, we need to be doing. So let's get out there and peak interest. 10 people every day. Can you do that? Yeah. This is just connecting with them. This isn't all the rest. It's just connecting with people. Can you do 10 a day? I think every one of you can do 10 a day. Some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, my list, I don't have a warm list. I go, so then go out and develop one. I mean, go out and collect on a weekend. Every weekend, your goal is to get what? 50 new contacts. So how do you do that? There are thousands of ways, thousands of ways. You can just call up 5 of your friends and ask them for referrals or 10 of your friends. That's one way. You should have about 5 or 6 different ways that you do it, and you do that every single weekend. Maybe that's how you connect them. And then Monday through Friday, you work on your peak, present, and close, right? So a day cannot go by without serving new customers every day. And you need to get the information every day. Now, if you determine in your key performance indicators how many you need to do on a daily basis, right? If you just do the minimum, you'll never get a day of rest because you're just doing enough to hit target to hit your goal. What if you started multiplying it by 3? What if I said, well, I need to talk to 3 people a day? Well, what if I talk to 9 a day? Then maybe I can take Friday off. That's part of the beauty of being an entrepreneur. You regulate your time. Our problem is that we're taking Monday through Friday off. So we need to start looking at, why am I taking Monday through Friday off? What am I doing today to pique interest? How many people am I talking to today? How many people am I sharing with today, right? So, and you multiply that by 3 for 4 days or 3 days, and then you get a day off. So build into yourself, or you do the outrageous 10 times, which is make you crazy. But, you know, some people build that way. You know, we have people that, you know, that are tortoises and hares, and your choice how you do that. But that's what you want to do. Once you establish your numbers that you need, your key performance numbers, key performance indicators, then you know exactly what you need to do each day. And if you're heading out of town for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday long weekend, then you want to double up maybe 1 day or 2 days to make sure you get all your numbers in. But it's behavior that we can control. We just need to choose to do it. And that's what builds your business. I remember my early stages, man, it was like do or die. But I was a do-or-die person. I mean, I went from 6 figures to making $200 a month. That wasn't going to cut the mustard or pay the bills. The house was going to go up for sale. right? So the idea was, how do I motivate myself? Well, I didn't need outside motivation. I had plenty of it internally. So, but you need, some of you have just gotten satisfied or complacent with where you are in life. And it's time to spin that back up a notch and start creating greatness around you, because there are a lot of things you can do. When you have that extra 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 a month, think of the differences that you can make in the world, not just for yourself and your family, but for other people less fortunate than you are. How can we play a bigger game in this world? And it's going to take us getting serious about being an entrepreneur. So are you an entrepreneur? Or are you just playing at this? You make the choice. You want play results? Then you probably already have them. If you want entrepreneurial results and you really want to make a difference, then it starts with you structuring your day every day and really getting out there and playing full out at this incredible business model. So thanks, you guys. I hope this touched your hearts. We're going to do some more on this as we go forward, because I'm anxious in supporting all of you to build the best possible business and go out there and make a difference in this world in a huge way. All right, everyone. Have a great day and a great week, and look forward to, don't forget, I know Lydia talked about the tax advantage of home-based business. I'm starting to build that for everybody, and I'm excited about doing that on, for all of you coming up on the 21st of April. So talk soon. Bye, everybody.